Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, Mr. Doom and Gloom, what's going on?
Hey, now, I'm not Mr. Doom and Gloom.
Oh, it's your face.
I'm just sick of it. You can't see this right now, but I've picked one finger on my right hand, and I'm showing that finger to the computer screen that showed me the map.
The map of weather?
Every morning, I log into weather.gov.
Yeah.
And there it is, all 50 continental U.S. states. And for some reason, Mother Nature decided to drive a snow machine straight through the Z102.9 listening area. The track of this storm is no wider than 3 to 4 counties, and it is a direct diagonal from North Dakota all the way down to Kentucky, and it comes right through the heart of eastern Iowa.
Oh, are you serious?
Nothing way north Iowa, nothing down in Lee County, but Lynn Johnson, my friends, we are waking up to a winter weather advisory for some incoming snow. As it stands now, the advisory starts at 1 o'clock today and will end overnight.
Man, we got so much to do tonight. My family is busy. I don't have time for this.
Now, the good news is,
we might get unbusied.
It's approachable. It's 1 to 3 today, maybe another 1 to 2 overnight.
Okay.
Shovelable, snow blowable. That's all doable.
Yes.
It's just, I didn't want to see another one.
Not another
one.
I'm
sick of them.
We've had enough. It feels like it came incredibly early,
yeah. And
it just won't leave us alone.
No. And there's a little one after that on Saturday.
Come on, man.
Now, the good news is everything is done by the time you wake up Friday morning. And the way the plows have been rocking and rolling this year, things will start to be cleared out. Friday is smooth sailing. It's just going to be a mostly cloudy day.
Well, we
got
good.
A lot of things going on for the radio station.
That we do.
That's not going to get interrupted. It's just, I didn't, want to see a winter weather advisory. That bugged me.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual map placement. It's like, if you had to draw a diagonal line and made sure you hit Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, could you do that?
Yeah.
And Mother Nature said, hold
sure.
my beer.
Watch this.
Yes. Totally.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It just started melting, right?
Yes.
It just started melting.
I could finally, we've got one of those like little stargazer light things because I'm lazy and I don't want to put a whole bunch of lights on my house. So it
you
was,
bought the thing off a TV that projects lights on your house?
Yeah. It's great.
Is it great?
No, I got a special one. It's like, it looks like snowflakes.
Can you change the lens or the graphic?
No.
Okay.
No, you have to buy
a different one.
This is a different one. I had the red and green laser lights too.
Yes.
But I broke that one. So,
As Seen on TV is now As Seen in Your Driveway.
Yes.
I love it.
Except it was so, the snow got so deep you couldn't see it. It was buried. I was like, the thing's not working. Nope, it's just buried in snow. And then yesterday it had enough melt that it was working again.
Have you tried displaying it on snow? I bet it would be beautiful.
Snow on snow?
Yeah.
That's your idea?
Projected snow on snow. I guess, wait, let me back up.
They're white, Eric.
Thank
Snow's
you.
White.
What, is there a blue background?
No.
Then erase what I just told you to do. Have you tried? Listen, I don't think you gave that enough thought.
Uh-huh.
You tried taking the beautiful white of your,
right.
your display.
Yeah.
Your mm-hmm. brilliant white
yeah.
and projected onto white snow. Have you tried that
I
yet?
I have not tried that. You know what? I'm going to have to give that a shot.
You should do that. Report back.
Who's going to look at this? Look, you got to look down. Quit looking at my house. The display is down.
I thought it like was I thought it had a built-in blue background with snow falling. And I thought,
no.
So then the snow would be a screen.
No.
Do you see what I was saying, though?
I kind of do. I don't need a screen with that. I've got it just falling all the time anymore.
That's true. Yeah, you don't need video snow. Mm-mm. We got snow. So
the real thing.
That's what I woke up to this morning. Actually, it's what I walked into this room and to see
yeah,
for the
I
first
was like,
time.
I don't think you woke up to it. You just walked
I
into
wasn't,
this room.
I'm like, I wonder if there'll be a little snow in the forecast today.
Just
That's what
as
I was thinking.
The crimson fuzz starts a-singing, your mouth just... If you were a character, your mouth did the uppy down squiggly line across your mouth.
Arr!
He's mad.
If I was animated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animated Eric.
Yeah.
We might have to try this because this is being hailed as the viral holiday dessert sensation that everyone, including mostly soccer moms, must have this holiday season.
Well, you had me at dessert, so I don't know how I'm going to say no.
I've had you at soccer mom. Let's be real.
You also had me at soccer mom. Lay it on me.
It is, you take a bowl of ice cream, okay. Vanilla ice cream.
Yep, I'm in.
You pour red wine over it. However much you want.
All the whole bottle, okay.
Red wine. That's it. Two ingredients.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
That's the dessert?
Yes.
That's sweeping the nation for the holidays?
Yes. It is red wine floats.
Yes! Let's do it.
Let's please do it. It's weird, though, because people are trying it, and it's a lot of mixed reviews. But I think it depends on which red wine you're using.
Totally.
Does it not?
Everything in my brain went, okay, probably do not take a sweet red, because those will conflict.
Do not? I was thinking absolutely find a raspberry liqueur.
No, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Eric.
You just want a bottle of, okay, here's how we're going to do this.
Okay.
We're going to have a variety of red wines.
A dry, a semi, and a
fruit.
Sweet.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, well, that just happened.
All right.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Bap.
All right. Taste of Tuesday, calling it right now.
Is it next Tuesday?
I will look at the calendar, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
Sounds like you're playing.
Yeah. That. That.
That's, you know what makes me feel better about the forecast? Red wine floats.
You know what? This is how we're going to make it through.
That's
that
how
forecast.
We're going to survive.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
This is a question that I'm going to ask today. And then we might come back to it.
Okay.
I just feel like there's something to explore here. Does the city of Cedar Rapids have an official color?
Ooh.
That's my question.
The color question.
Does
That's a
the
good
city
question.
Of Cedar
yeah,
Rapids have
no.
an official color? And before you say green.
Yeah, I was going to.
I'm going to say it's orange.
Why?
Three reasons.
Okay.
That new Cedar Rapids sign.
It's orange.
Is orange. Mm-hmm. That's on Mays Island.
Yeah.
All of the banners in the downtown district are orange and blue. If you ever noted the font and
oh,
the script.
Oh, the CR. Yeah.
And the Kingston Yard parking garage is sometimes white and sometimes orange.
Hmm.
I think we have accidentally adopted the color of orange for the city of Cedar Rapids. And I'm just curious if I'm okay with that or not.
Interesting.
Just thinking
right.
out loud.
Like old school is green, but green, you run the risk of blending into things, right?
But remember the flag?
Yeah.
The town made a flag.
And you know what?
Unfurled the flag and then proceeded to hide the flag.
Because everybody was so angry about it. Nobody liked it. Blah, 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 blah. But the more I think about it, the more it's like, you know what? If you just stuck it out, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah. So either we need to capture that flag and get it flying.
Yes.
That's an option. Or do we do this again and adopt a color palette of orange, green, and blue?
Hmm.
Just a guy thinking out loud.
I like the pop of orange, honestly. I didn't get why the sign was an
orange. Is it color? Are we still blue, green, Cedar Rapids with a pop of orange?
I mean, I think it's our modern era.
Okay. Let's work with
Taylor
this.
Taylor Swift also doing orange right now. Cedar Rapids also popping a little orange right now. Hey, girl. Yes.
I support that.
No, you don't. I can see in your face you don't.
Well, the problem, though, is once you pick a look, Iowa Hawkeyes, black and gold, you got to stay with it.
Yes.
So if
I know.
It's a pop of color, Taylor Swift, that means then later it's not going to be. So I think we got to land on an orange we're okay with forever.
It needs to be in certain spaces because the blue and green are supposed to be for our, you know, lush green parks and,
yes.
and our beautiful river.
Yes.
But the orange is like, well, now I can see it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you don't want to blend into the scenery.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Okay.
I am.
So
yes,
we'll
I am.
Put a pin in this. And we'll come back to it.
I think this is a project for 2026.
It's just something to look into.
For sure.
Is there an official color palette
yes.
for the city of Cedar Rapids?
I like that.
That's my question.
Special investigation.
Are you telling me News Team Z102.9 reports?
Oh, The news you care about. Yes.
Something smells in the sewers tonight at 10.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I love it.
Nobody knows what color Cedar Rapids is tonight at 10.
We're going to have to do a special investigation onto how you do gift giving this time of year because, like, some people I know, like, family, yes. Certain friends, like, did they get me something? Do I have something on standby? Also, do you give a gift to your dog?
The guy who doesn't dress his dog is going to tell you no.
Really?
Dog doesn't know. Dog doesn't care.
I wanted you to back me up. I was so excited last night. My husband and I, the kids had religious education classes. Mm-hmm. So we dropped them off and they're both at the same thing at the exact same time. And then that gave us like some free time. I'm like, great. We can do a little bit of shopping. But
yes,
we do have to go get dog food. We got to go run by the post office and drop off packages. So we're doing all of the adult things. And as we were getting the dog food, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get my little Rexy Roo a little something for Christmas. So I grabbed this chew toy.
Yes.
That I know he likes because he's destroyed several. And I got him another one because I know he just loves ripping stuff and shredding stuff apart. So I'm like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to give it to him on Christmas. And we get home and we're unloading things. And I go upstairs. I come back downstairs and he's playing with the toy. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why did you give this to the dog? He's like, because it's a dog toy. And why? Were you saving it for something? I'm like, yeah, it was his Christmas present. And he's like, dogs don't celebrate Christmas.
You guys are both right and you're both wrong.
What?
There's nothing wrong with getting the dog a new thing that day.
Yeah.
And maybe that's right. But when you do that, throw away the old thing.
Yes.
To replace it. But your husband was totally wrong. He should not have handed it to him then.
Right?
You had a plan for that.
I had a plan.
Yeah. So I think I'm on both of your sides, but I'm not on both of your sides.
Come join my side.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Nordex Group, including their division Nordex USA, based out of West Branch, will supply Alliant Energy with up to 190 wind turbines for Midwest projects. That's nice order.
Awesome.
They will all be manufactured in West Branch. Yep. Once all the approvals are met, production begins. Turbines are scheduled to be installed in 2028. In 2029, I call that a wind. first two headliners for the Iowa State Fair announced yesterday. We start on Friday, August the 14th, Rod Stewart. And then Sunday, August 16th, Lainey Wilson. Tickets for both Rod Stewart and Lainey Wilson go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m.
Woo.
Remember, the Iowa State Fair does not use Ticketmaster.
No, they do not.
You need to go to the Iowa State Fair website to get the link so you have the appropriate...
What great timing for a little holiday gift.
Oh, fantastic.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely fantastic. What's got us feeling all right on this Thursday morning? Excited to announce Bruce Moore has made USA Today's top 10 for best One more time. Top 10 for best holiday historic home tours. Voting for the award started with 20 iconic holiday experiences nationwide, and Bruce Moore came in at number 8 out of 10.
Well, look at there.
Voting closed December 1st. This marks the sixth year that Bruce Moore has placed in the top 10. The holidays offer a time to see the 1886 mansion decorated with 15 unique trees, displays of historic items that reflect how the Douglas family celebrated Christmas in the early 20th century.
How beautiful.
Yes. So congratulations to Bruce Moore, making the USA Today top 10.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
This is a very scary video of Andy Dick suffering from an apparent overdose on Tuesday. TMZ was there because he was just in a street right out in the open in front of a building in Hollywood. It looks like a friend is trying to help him and apparently administering some Narcan. Somebody called paramedics. They eventually showed up and he did not have to be taken to the hospital, luckily.
Take him somewhere though, please.
I know. His glasses fall off of his face. He's got some sort of a drink in front of him, but he is completely out, just slumped over. So TMZ actually went to his apartment yesterday and he answered the door. He was drunk and explained the incident occurred on Tuesday, and it was because of doing some drugs with somebody he had just met.
Well, these stories end one of two ways.
Yeah.
Sudden tragic death, but we knew it was coming.
Yep.
Or finally gets his life together.
Right.
And I would like it to end that way.
Hopefully, but he's been through rehab multiple times over the years. He's 59 years old. He's done rehab. He's done jail. It's just like, Andy, man, come on. This is not a good look.
Sadly, bluntly, he also, I don't believe, is working a lot.
Nope.
So what does he have? He doesn't have anything to do.
But you have to get cleaned up to get the work, to be consistent, yes. Come to work, right? So it's a vicious
cycle. And you
cycle.
Have to believe that you can complete the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's not there.
Not
there, horrible, though.
Not there quite yet. Very sad video footage. A happy video footage. We got a new trailer from Billie Eilish. She's got a Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour, live. It's going to be a 3D concert experience. And it is co-directed. She's a director. Also working with James Cameron.
That's one of the biggest names in Hollywood.
That's one of the biggest director names ever. And it sounds like an incredible experience.
It looks pretty cool. You and I watched the trailer this morning.
Yeah. It's an interesting project. It says that there's going to be technology that you've never seen used for a concert film like this before. So it's a lot of concert happening, which she did in the round. And you can see a lot of sweeping shots. She's got a camera. Billie has a camera herself, getting shots of the audience, lots of different angles.
And in 3D.
In 3D. But then in between that concert footage, you can kind of see what it's like to be Billie Eilish on tour, where she's got a lot of adoring fans, but then sometimes that love hurts. She said she has scratches up and down her arms because the fans trying to, you know, just hang on to her hand. It's an in-depth look at Billie Eilish, and it is going to be hitting theaters March 20th in 2026. So James Cameron's Avatar movie, December, and then March. That's a lot of projects. Bing, bang, bang, boom.
That's James Cameron. He could do it.
He could do
it. He's James Cameron.
Season 14 of The Masked Singer coming our way January 7th. But they're doing something just a little bit differently this time because we already have a contestant who has unmasked herself.
How's that possible?
Well, here's how it's going to work. It's Kylie Cantrell from Disney's Descendants.
Okay.
We know this. She's not going rogue. It's part of the experience this time around. She's going to take viewers behind the scenes while also trying to throw off Nick Cannon, the host, Robin Thicke, Jenny McCarthy, Wahlberg, Ken Jeong, and Rita Ora, all of the judges. They don't know who she is either. And we don't know which costume she's in. We know that she's one of the contestants, but we don't know which one.
So when you're backstage, she will have the mask off and the viewers will see her.
Yes.
But
we
when
know.
She's on stage, she's masked.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Kylie and Rita have a connection, by the way. They were both in the Descendants movie. Kylie plays Red, and Rita plays her mother, who's the Queen of Hearts.
You don't have to tell me that. I knew that.
Of course you know. I'm sorry. I'm just reminding other people, not Eric. Eric knows that. But isn't that kind of like an interesting connection? They're so close that will Rita instantly recognize her voice or not?
So. And I've always been captivated by this show because if you notice every once in a while, they look down and they have these big binders. So I have to believe they're at least given, and it's like a deck of cards.
Yes.
Like there's 50, every animal or whatever could be 52 people.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise you're working with an entire universe.
I know.
You've got to narrow it down.
Where are you pulling people from? Because I'll hear a voice and I'm like, I have no clue.
Right.
Like no clue whatsoever. And sometimes they get these niche names that they throw out
but
there.
But they start to narrow it down.
They do.
This is a very interesting approach to it.
This is. It's a little bit of a twist. The show's obviously already taped, so she can reveal that she was a part of it now. But we'll find out which of the masks she's wearing, because we don't know that piece of the puzzle yet. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Sharing a little holiday spirit and some holiday magic by way of the radio and the Morning Scramble Santa line.
We have this direct connection to the North Pole, and we thought, let's share it with everybody. Using the Z102.9 app, you can have a message by your child, and we send it to the North Pole. We get you a personalized message from Santa Claus himself.
Yeah, we use something we call the Morning Scramble North Pole Transponster.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but it's got this red and green light on it, and it flickers, and that's how we know it's working.
We send the message, then we wait for the lights to light back up, and once they do, we know a new customized, personalized message is ready to go. What you're about ready to hear, we also send to the family so they can share it and have a lasting holiday memory.
Yeah, here's a brand new message all the way from the North Pole.
Time to hear another message on the Morning Scramble Santa line.
Presented by Hertina Stocker Jewelers.
Wow. Could a jolly old elf be any jollier? It's time for another batch of messages on the Morning Scramble Santa line. Let's begin.
Hi, Santa. My name is Lyndon. I am 6 years old. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Santa. I hope I get my gift.
Hello, Lyndon. Merry Christmas. And ho, ho, ho to you, too. Keep practicing that Santa laugh. You'll be sounding like me in no time. Ho, ho, ho. I must say, you have been very thorough this year. If I recall, I've received 2 letters from you detailing some special wishes for Mario Legos and a toy train. Spot on requests, I must say. Now, you know the deal. Be good, mind your manners, use please and thank you, get lots of sleep, do all of those things, and I'll uphold my end of the bargain come Christmas Eve. Fair? Ho, 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 ho! Well, I'll be. Jingles and Pringles are here in my study. Can I help you two?
Nope, just on a mission for Mrs. C. She asked us to deliver a cup of hot cocoa with extra sprinkles and a candy cane! Bye, Santa.
Goodbye, you two. Bye. How thoughtful and chocolatey. Let me enjoy this while we hear our next message.
Hi, Santa. My name's Olivia, and I'm 3 years old, and I want a ghost play classroom and watch. And do you like hot cocoa? Thank you.
Olivia, what a coincidence. Thank you for your question about cocoa. I just got a cup of wonderful hot cocoa from Mrs. Claus and my elves Jingles and Pringles. And yes, I love cocoa. Thank you for leaving me your message. You have such a fun Christmas list with such fun wishes. I've made a note in my big book about how much you love Spidey and his amazing friends, and especially Gwen Stacy. Or should I say, Ghost Spider. I'll check in the workshop to make sure we have just the right size for a Ghost Spider costume. And I also made a note about a watch for you. There aren't very many more sleeps until Christmas Eve. Christmas will be here before we know it, and I'll be at your house soon. Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
It's the Morning Scramble Santa line,
presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Happy Holidays! From the Morning Scramble, Z102.9. Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Oye, oye,
oye, oye.
I think that's something.
That's like old-timey courts where you had to wear a big wig.
Yeah, yeah. We've got our powdered wigs on. We've got our robes. We are ready to present some radio justice, at least for listener Danica, who contacted us on the Z102.9 text line. She said she had a problem in her office because some coworkers got into a conversation about advent calendars, and it turns out they were pretty evenly split on their approach to advent calendars.
This is the first I have ever heard of somebody approaching an advent calendar what I would refer to as backwards, where you start with the big number and work
making
down.
Making it a countdown?
Yeah.
I've never done it like that either. However, as a professional radio lawyer, I'm able to put my bias to the side. And I will be representing Danica's coworkers who approach advent calendars as countdowns.
Help me understand, counselor, why those people are counting backwards.
Here's why, Danson Eric Hansen and all you counter uppers. Countdowns are the best. That's why New Year's Eve, we count down. How ridiculous if we started at 1 and went up to 2026. Ain't nobody got time for that. NASA, what do they do? They count down and they launch a rocket. It's awesome. It's actually a concept that Mel Robbins, motivational speaker, self-help expert, guru, has called the 5-second rule. And it is a technique to get you spurred into action. And we all know that there is so much hustle and bustle with the holidays. There's the things you have to buy and the things you have to bake and the things you have to do. Christmas cards. And the list is never ending on the things that you need to do. If you do a countdown, you know exactly how many days are left until the day. The countdown is the way to get yourself motivated. It is the way to mentally set yourself in a place up for success for the holiday season. Beat that procrastination. Beat that paralysis. Get yourself motivated with a countdown.
You rest?
I rest.
I'm going to make my argument with my hands in my pockets because it's so simple to win this thing. Are you ready?
Ready.
Unless you are Hans Gruber falling 25 floors off a building that John McCain pushed you from or whatever, John McClane, and the numbers are
John
going...
John McCain wasn't even there. Leave him out of it.
And the numbers are going down. That's the only time at Christmas I would see anybody counting anything down. The numbers on the advent calendar match the numbers on your calendar. It's called a calendar. And it goes in the order starting at 1 and ending some 24, some 25. It's a count up. Also, it's already a stressful time of year and you want a countdown clock?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have 3 days left. Oh my God, I have 2 days left.
Two days left, McGruver.
That doesn't cause any calm. That causes panic.
It causes action.
You don't want Christmas panic. You want Christmas calm. And if you look at 99% of advent calendars, the items get better and bigger as the days or numbers get better and bigger as well. Thus, you start at 1 and you count up to 24 or 25. You downward counters. Why even approach it that way? That's wrong.
Listen, leave my clients alone.
Why would you start with an awesome big old piece of chocolate and end with something so tiny? You're doing it backwards. Count 1 to 25. That's how we count everything. I rest my case.
Okay, it's not what I say. It's not what Eric says. It's what say you, members of the Scrambillion jury.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, jury in a hurry, advent calendar. Starting at 1, starting at 24 or 25.
You start at 1. They match the days on the calendar.
That's what I just said.
Oh,
thanks for
on.
Repeating my very smart argument. Thank you, fellow smart
but
caller.
But wouldn't it be more fun to count down?
Z102.9, good morning. Jury in a hurry, advent calendar. Starting at 1 or starting somewhere in the 20s?
Starting with 1. You're matching it with the date.
It matches the dates.
Guys, I hope
all the phone calls say that.
Can they all just have a little fun?
Jury in a hurry, how do you do your advent calendar, caller?
Yep, I'm with Eric. You'll be counting up.
Count up. It's a count up.
Oh, yeah. The top.
It's a count up.
The count up of the year. Love a count
up. Hey, Ryan Seacrest, back off. Jury in a hurry, advent calendars. You starting at 1 or are you starting on Christmas Day working backwards?
I don't want to do the math. I want to start at 1 and go to 25.
There you go. Don't even do the math.
The math is done for
Eliminate
you by telling
math.
You how many shopping days are left.
Hey, it's Jury in a hurry and advent calendars. Where do you start when you open the first door?
On day one. That's
on
how it makes
one.
Sense.
It only makes sense. Now, to be clear, I do start on day one.
Oh, I thought countdowns are where it's at.
I'm trying to make a case for those four people in Danica's office.
Well, you need at least those four people to call you because right
know.
Now I'm beating you 5-0.
Where are they? I hope they're on the phone lines right now.
Jury in a hurry, thanks for holding. We are counting up or down on that advent calendar in your house.
Countdown.
Countdown!
Oh, it's one
I found you! There you are!
You've got one!
Hello, you beautiful, beautiful juror!
Jury in a hurry, advent calendars, you start at 1 and work up or you start with a high number and work down?
Nope, low number and work down to 25.
You go to 25.
When
you start with a low number. Thank you so much,
yep.
Caller. I just need one more. This could be it. Jury in a hurry, advent calendars, do you start with 1 or do you actually do a countdown?
We start with 1.
Yeah, like normal people, Claire, like normal people. I take the win with that normal call.
Hmm.
What? Do you want me to count up?
The second to last one. Did she say she started at 1 and went up?
Do you want me to get a bonus call? I'll take a bonus call.
Take a bonus.
Okay,
one
sure.
More. One more.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, advent calendars. How do you do it in your house?
Count up. 1 to 25 for sure.
All right, thanks.
Okay, well, that's for sure. That was you. That's yeah, okay.
Count
it's
up.
It's clear.
I got one vote, and then I had 2 votes, and then I had 3 votes, and then I had 4 votes.
Okay, it's
you
crystal
see?
Clear. I got it. You're right.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.